Hey, good morning,
Radio.
Loud and clear. Can you hear me, folks? Hello?
Joining conference now.
Morning, Diane Shaw from the Virgin Islands. Organizer.
Good morning,
hey.
Diane.
Good morning,
Mohammed.
Hey, Barbara, how
Hi,
are
Barbara.
You? Samuel, how are you doing?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Fine, thank you, sir. I have 11
right.
o'clock.
Good morning, Vendette, Connecticut.
Vendette, good morning. How are you this morning?
Great, great.
Great, great. So we all ready to go, huh?
Good morning,
yep.
Doc.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
All right, and you, how are y'all?
Good. I'm glad you're here with us this morning. Hey, could you take about 3 minutes, 2 minutes if you like, and tell us about how effective the product is and then give us your testimony? Would you do that? We need your help. You still with me? Can you hear me? Barbara, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
Okay.
I didn't think you were talking to me. I thought you were talking to someone else. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody else, but that's all right. Since you answered, you volunteered, you go right ahead.
and I'm sorry, you wanted me to share with people what the products have done for me? You want me to tell my story or a story?
Absolutely. Just could you give me a 2 minute, synopsis of the products for anybody who may be new, Soul Core, the form, and then give us your testimony. You can do it all in 2 minutes, 3 minutes at most.
Okay.
How's that?
Okay.
Is that good?
I'll do my best, sir. I'm delighted to be on the call today. For those of you who are brand new, the company has 7 products. One of the first products we have, and which is the flagship product, is called Soul. And Soul gives the body 8 to 10 servings of organic fruits and vegetables, and also 2 to 3 servings of organic oil. This allows the body to get the nutrients that it needs, so the body can help itself. Our second product is Core. Core gives you all of the organic greens that you will need. It is packed with nutrients from all kinds of seeds. We're going to ask who's on the line to please mute your line. Thank you very much. And so with the Core, we have, can you please mute your line? We have the kale, the Core Fillin, the aloe vera, the spirulina, the wheatgrass, dandelion, and chlorella, the milk thistle seed, the cranberry seed, and the black cumin seed. Core is for healthy, helps have the liver and the kidneys and the gastrointestinal back to be healthy. Please mute your line.
Eventually, don't you think we need to get another line, another way? You think one day, maybe
we're going to probably do that pretty soon because we're going to control this whole situation.
Okay, that's smart.
Yeah, we're going to do that very, very soon. And so we do have the product Pure. Pure, it helps your gut. Every illness, I was told, comes through the mouth. It's the foods that we eat, so it helps to restore the good flora in the gut. We also have a product called Bend, and Bend is for the ligaments and the joints. We have a product called Form, and Form is a seed protein drink, so you don't have the side effects of a bunch of added things, but it's pure protein and it helps the body. We also have Soul Red. Soul Red is our anti-aging product, and those people who have taken it have experienced tremendous results in terms of it helps the body, helps the cell life last 80% longer, which is a great thing. And I think that's all the products. And if I am forgetting something, then I do apologize or someone can tell me.
Yeah. So you've been on the product how long?
I've been on the products for 8 months, and I have probably the most recent thing that I have noticed is I had a very sensitive tooth that every time I went to the dentist to get a cleaning, there would be an area of my mouth where it would be very sensitive. It was anytime I brush my teeth and I use an electric toothbrush, it would be an area that would be extremely sensitive. I have recently noticed that that area is no longer sensitive. And I thought, wow, that's amazing. So whatever it's doing on the inside of my body, which I find, I'm super excited about it. I feel wonderful in my body. I'm more limber. And probably my last thing I will share with you is that I recently had a physical, and I went to the doctor, and she said to me, she's been my doctor for a number of years, she said to me, she said, Barbara, you are a year older, and your blood work is better than it was last year. What are you doing?
Wow.
And so the only thing that I'm doing differently is being on the product Soul and Core and some of the other products, but primarily I take my two Soul a day and my two Core a day. So that's my testimony of being with the product, sir.
That's a good protocol. Two a day. Yeah, I'm up to two a day, two, three a day, sometimes four a day. So, you know, sometimes when I say, rather than eat, I say, let me grab me a Core, let me grab me a Soul. So that's what I do. Anybody else? Anybody else with a testimony this morning?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead. Please.
I have one. Yes.
Please.
Core gives me a breath of fresh air. And that's because I suffered with asthma for childhood. And once I found this product, I take two Soul, two Core a day. Sometimes, like you, three Soul, three Core. And I am always amazed at how I can breathe. And I got off of 3 out of 4 asthma medications. And I'm just awesomely surprised at how my body has really adjusted to seed nutrition. It is the best. I'll never get off of it. And I also use Reverie. I use all the products, but Reverie is our skincare product, and men and women can use it. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful molecular EST8. That means they tried it 8 times, so they got it right. Goes deep into your skin, and it heals all of the things that go wrong, and a great protector from the sun. And it's made with black cumin seed oil. The cleanser is awesome, the serum for around your eyes gently, and your moisturizer is just awesome. And that is a one product that you can say really does what it does.
Now, Robin Mohammed, I don't know what he's with us this morning, but he has a serious testimony. I think he was talking with his friend Les Brown yesterday. I don't know whether he's with us. Are you with us, Robert, this morning?
Yes, I'm here.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm here. Oh, just great. Yourself?
Fine, sir. Hey, take a couple of minutes and tell us about your experiences, because you have a serious testimony about what you have been going through and what Core and the products have done for you. Go right ahead, sir. Appreciate you.
Okay. Well, you know, as we've been talking about it before, in fact, 6 months ago, I was diagnosed with colon cancer. But however, listening to Barbara in respect of her improvement, as the doctor shared with you, a year older, but your blood is better than it was last year. It shows the fact that we are an optimal nutritional factor that's really helping us. And I can say, in fact, for those who didn't know, is that this is the best thing you can go for as far as nourishing your body appropriately. I mean, using the product consistently throughout the ordeal that I've had today, I'm free of colon cancer. My energy is back, my weight is back, And it's, I'm happy. So it's phenomenal to know, in fact, that we got the right solution for the time of the day that we're living about today. So I got a chance, as you said, to talk to Les Brown yesterday. Because of his ordeal, he wanted to hear my testimony. His testimony that I gave him was inspirational for him. He wants to use the product now. Well, now that is something really to think about, because he's someone who is very phenomenal and inspirational for millions of people. I know he's been a mentor for listening to Les Brown, and now he's excited about seed nutrition.
Excellent,
so how far are we going to go with that? We're going to see, in fact, what it's going to do, because the thing is that everybody does need what we have. That's the main thing to understand. This is not a luxury. This is a need. Everybody needs this because of the situation that we grew up into, this system which works against us and not for us. We think it does, but it's not. The body's not being nourished appropriately. We got the appropriate nourishment for our bodies now today with seed nutrition. It's a phenomenal evolutionary revolution in health and wellness, and we're right on the front page of it. So in that respect, I think it's been very good for everybody to share this with people as we can, because the fact is, it's making a change for everybody. So.
Okay. Yeah. Barbara or Vanette or anyone who watches tunes in on 3 o'clock every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday with Dr. Weeks, weeksmd.com is his website. Now, how important is that show, is that they call at 3 o'clock for people who are building the business? What's this noise I hear? I tell you. Really is.
Well, whoever it is, needs the background. But Dr. Russ Johnson, I can answer that. Dr. Bradford Weeks has been due diligent since March, and we are in a great flow. And today he's going to talk about cardiovascular diseases and diabetes at 3 o'clock. That's live. You get to hear it. It's usually a 45-minute presentation, and the rest of the time devoted to answering people's questions, and he gives a great part. And we have a replay, which fortunately, thanks to James and Barbara, the initiative, it's replayed so people who are working during the day can hear it in the evening, and also invite people who want to know more about seed nutrition and how it is a great hope of food nourishment towards our health issues.
Okay. So now that we have a great product and we have Dr. Weeks who helps us understand what the body needs, that we have the product that will help the body improve itself, if you will. Reach homeostasis, yes, like they say. So that's good. That's a lot of help. Now I want to go to the marketing of this, but first I just want Dr. Weeks to tell his story in terms of how he has used the products and what the products have done for him.
People to eat the seed, there must be a good reason for it. And as a medical doctor, I'm happy to say that I've got some great stories to share. Now, the first begins with myself. I'm 59 years old, and I grew up playing football, hockey, and lacrosse, and I got beat up a lot, and I had a great time doing it. But my back was in pain, and I had 20 years of back pain. And as an integrative doctor, I did bee venom therapy, I did prolotherapy, I did Rolfing, I hung myself upside down, I did ice, I did all sorts of stuff. And everything helped a little bit, but nothing helped enough, and I knew I would live and die with that back pain for the rest of my life. But I didn't have a lot to complain about. I felt like life was pretty good, but I couldn't really jog or go for a run, and it was kind of a bad sacroiliac pain. So a friend of mine sent me a product called Soul, which is a packet of crushed organic seeds, black cumin seed, black raspberry seed, and Chardonnay grape seed. And he said it helped his wife, who'd had a terrible car accident and was on OxyContin and other medications. She was able to get off those by taking this anti-inflammatory seed product. So I said, I'll give it a try. And, you know, I didn't think much about it because it tasted good, so I took one packet twice a day. And I remember I got up the morning of the third day to go to the bathroom, start the day, and I can still remember the light in the room because it was such a shocking experience for me. I'm halfway to the bathroom, and I realize I don't have any back pain. Now, to repeat, that's 20 years of back pain gone after four packets of Soul and a good night's sleep, one packet twice a day. So I was confident that the company had spiked it with some steroids or there was something illegal going on here because I'd been practicing medicine hard for many years. I'd never seen anything like this. But sure enough, there was no problems with the formulation. It was just a brilliant symphony of anti-inflammatory seeds. And when I went to the internet and I studied black cumin seed, I realized that there's a treasure trove of information on this one seed, the black cumin seed. It's a highly powerful anti-inflammatory. It's been used for cancer treatments since the 1960s. I hadn't heard about it. I was kind of ashamed, but that's the first case history. But since then, we've had remarkable, remarkable benefits.
So that's, what can you say about that? He's a product of the product, and obviously he has a lot of his patients on the product. And bigger than that, he's helping the whole company to grow and expand and explode and get into momentum by doing the conference calls each day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So I hope that all the people on this line will tune in and find out the efficacy of the product and bring other people to listen to it. Now, the other part of this business is it's marketing. How for the one or two of us who say we want to get user products, stay healthy, but yet we can income. Now, is that important? Of course. 50 million people in the last couple of months have applied for unemployment assistance insurance. 50 million, and that number is going up, 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 up. And I'm hesitant to say, hate to say, but millions of those individuals will never find their jobs again. And it looks as if that's not over until it's going to increase. People will be losing their jobs, people are being cut down, people are going to be underserved in terms of having food, clothing, shelter, and information and medical care. Now, so they may want to turn to a home-based business. So if I can get somebody on the line who has been in network marketing, been in a home-based business, been into a franchise to talk about how do we grow a business, take a 2 or 3 minutes, and then we go to the next person. Anybody online want to volunteer? Just 2 minutes, 3 minutes. You don't have to be bashful. Nobody wants to speak?
Hi, this is Asian in New Jersey, and I'm not saying I can answer that question. All I'm saying is I think that Dr. Weeks' plan to talk to people, let everybody know with the launch letter, let everybody know that we're in business, and then call them up and talk to them with the approach. And then after that, put them on the tickle thing once a week and send them testimonials. I think that's a nice structure to use because it's non-threatening, it's not too overbearing, and the tickle letter will keep the people informed, and also the tickle letter will keep our customers motivated to stay on the product, because if people take the product and stop taking it and they forget why they took it in the first place, they'll get off of it. So when they get that tickle letter every week, they'll be reminded about the benefits of having this seed nutrition in their body. And one other thing that I've gotten a lot of things from listening to Dr. Weeks, but and also Vendette sat with me on Monday and showed me the document library. And there's a core brochure that talks about how 72 people have organ failure every single day. Every single day. And their organs fail them. And they put that in the core brochure. And that's a really good point because, you know, high blood pressure and different things stress your kidneys and your liver, and diabetes stresses your organs. So when we educate people about the benefits of these products, if they do, some of them come around. So I think that his approach is giving me some structure that I can use, you know, every
good.
Day. So that's
good.
My two cents. Thank you.
And thank you, Agent. I really appreciate that. Traditionally, when people come into, for the last 30, 40, 50, 60 years, they come into a program like Home-Based Business Network Marketing, they are told, like in the book, The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson, if you ever get the book or the audio, if you will, The Slight, S-L-I-G-H-T, Edge. He has a formula in the book. He spells it all out, how you grow an organization. And he's made millions and millions and millions of dollars doing this. And they say, you know, at least talk to two or three persons every day. Show them, talk about the product, how effective it is. Show them how they can earn additional money by bringing one on the right, one on the left, and go all the way down. Because the company pays not on levels, they pay on volume. So if you 10 levels deep, 100 levels deep, 1,000 levels deep, it's okay, because you will be paid on that volume, so you won't lose anything. So that's the old tried and true method of building an organization. Make a list of about 100 people that you know, friends, relatives, acquaintances, next door neighbors, coworkers, church members, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I think Charles Humphrey has come up with a new system that we want to just share with people. Talk about it just a little bit. Now, Robert, I think he's using that system. Mr. Mohammed, you said you were using that system, and you've been around network marketing, what, 25 years, 30 years? But anyway, you're doing wow, wow, wow. Last night I was listening to your call, and you were very excited about the potential, the possibilities, and the promise of what this system will do, rather than the old way of me talking to the guy who, say, is picking up the garbage, sweeping the streets, driving the bus, driving a cab, or delivering mail, and nothing wrong with that. But there's a better system that you say that's coming upon us that Carl has instituted and implemented that we can use that will help us when we run out of press names, people to call. Do you want to talk about that for a minute, Mohammed? Robert? Hello? Or am I talking to myself? Okay. Do you want to talk about that new system?
Oh, yeah. Well, I like to say, folks, look, we got everything in place for us to all succeed, and it's moving very consistently. And being the fact that we've been very much eagerly coached by Dr. Russ Johnson, and now with the in-core information that we're receiving from Bradford Weeks and his wife, has groomed us to a degree to apply this the way it should be. The missing link is the number of people that we can do that to. So that with this new system that Carl has diligently put together for us, you know, he's a man who never gave up on the idea on mass media marketing, which is the tool that he used to get the triple black diamond. He set a system in motion that will work for him whether he's there or not. And that is the key for us now today. Like it was shared on the call, we do a lot to get people to take time to listen to us, and we do all the work. But with this program now, we're going to be embarking upon a field of endeavor that's going to be in our direction and our support, which means that we'll get upgraded into the field of endeavor that many times we call our chicken list, professional people, networkers, people who want to make a difference. They see the bottom line, and they see the value that we're bringing, and they come in with a system that's already in place and begin to magnify it. So as we begin to use this system now, the way it works now today is that all the work that you do to get people to pique their interest is being done for us professionally to numbers of people. And we can't say exactly who's who until we at least get the door and share it in a way for people to understand that this is a great opportunity. And with the professional support that we have, Carl did, when I got involved with it, first off, it was set up whereby it had 90% of the work was being done for us. Now he's upgraded it to a point where it's 95%. I hear some talking in the background. Someone needs to mute their phone out. But the fact is, thank you. But the fact is that everything is in our favor, folks. We got it. It's ours. All we need to do is plug in and go to work.
Okay. How does one
like I was sharing, like I was trying to share in the beginning, I started right up when he first introduced it. It was set where about 90% of the work was being done, and under that 90% of the work being done, I was introduced to 90 new prospects that had peaked, that they talked to or reached out to that I could follow up with. So now today, with 95% gone, not only do they reach out to the people, but they follow up with the people with texts as well as emails to kind of groom them even more so for us. So when we get a listing of the people, they already know about us. They're somewhat excited about it. And all we have to do is use the talent that we've learned from Dr. Bradford Weeks to talk to these people. And we have a perfect follow-up system that was taught to us by Dr. Bradford Weeks, which I think is excellent. And all we need to do, folks, is apply it in the way that we know to do it. That's all we got to do is pick up the phone, answer the phone, and then share with them some information to follow up with and how we can best be in service to them. Now, the prime example with people who are professional, they have the aptitude and the readiness for an opportunity like this. All they need to do is know about it. And we have everything in place to get that across clearly.
Okay.
So that's what I see in respect of the new system.
Okay. How would a person begin to use the system or begin to get approached by it? Do you call Carl? Do you call you? How do we get started?
Well, actually, Carl gave out his information to call him directly. Or you can email or text him. We send out the information. Anyone who is interested, all we need to do is text you the information. All you need to do is call, and he'll send you out the instructions on what you need to do.
Uh-huh.
Well, and we got people who are signing up today already.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I have a number. I remember a number. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think he says 432-270-3877. That's the number I have. Is that the number to call Carl to get started?
Well,
anybody has that number? 432-270-3877. That's the number I have stuck in my head, so
yeah.
I could be wrong. Oh, that's good?
Yeah,
okay, that's a good number.
Right.
So, Vanette, are you using the system yet? Not yet?
Not yet.
Okay,
I'm
not yet.
Doing the instructions.
Okay, so, but you're going to sign up for the system. Anybody else is using the system or thinking about signing up?
I signed up this morning.
Oh, you did? Who are you?
Yeah. My name's Jeffrey from Connecticut. I signed up this morning, and Janet Rose signed up as well. She's someone that I sponsor.
Oh, Jeffrey, good morning. How are you this morning?
Just fine, doctor. How are you?
Is this the House of Alchemy?
Pardon?
Is this the House of Alchemy? Jeff, I really appreciate you being on. So when you sign up and you start using the system, would you come back and help us to understand how to do this thing?
Absolutely. I typed in everything this morning. I'm just waiting for an email from Carl. I believe they're an hour behind us, but I'm just waiting for that email so I can put this in motion and start to use it today as soon as they get back to me.
Well, you will come back and let us know your success rate and how you're doing with the system, if I may.
Absolutely. And I'm calling everybody that's in my group, encouraging them to sign up within the next 24 to 48 hours.
Wow. Listen, one of the things that I also want to speak to you just briefly, because I talked to you on Robert's call last night, that and you have read the book The Alchemist and some other books that you had read, that maybe we should delve into for those of us who want to think bigger and faster. Could you give
us
that information?
I think you're talking about Jeffrey from Harlem. There's two Jeffreys in this group.
Oh, I see. Okay,
and,
I got you.
Yeah, I'm Jeffrey from Connecticut. I think you're referring to Jeffrey from Harlem because I was on the call last night.
Okay, not a problem then, not a problem. Well, you're Jeffrey from Connecticut, then you'll help us understand how to use the system once you start using it. Okay, great. Really appreciate that. All right, anyone else?
Oh, hi there, Nelly Man here. I also signed up with Carl, and he's going to call me today to finish helping me sign up.
Who is this?
Nelly Man. Hello.
Oh, hi. How are you today?
I'm well. Good.
So he's going to call you back, and you're going to get started on his system. Well, I need to do that to myself today, then. Listen.
Yes.
It'll help us contact people who we don't know, people who are looking. Again, out of the 50 million people who are now have applied in the last couple of months for unemployment assistance and help, that many of them are really, really, and that's just in this country, because RAIN International, that started 11-11-11, is in 48 countries. So just concentrating on this country, we want to talk to those individuals who are really serious about getting going and making some additional money from home, and we can help them with that system and with the product, obviously, because we talked about the products. Listen.
Wow.
This is interesting. This is like I'm like a telephone operator, huh? You know, like the old days, you had to, you had people on your line as you talk. All the time. Remember that, those days in the movie?
Yes, we do, sir. Starting on next Monday, we're going to have a Zoom call number that we're going to give out to everyone. And so we're going to be promoting that this week. But we are going to, because we've asked as nicely as we could, we've asked repeatedly, and we still have people who get on the call and who have the noise in the background who refuse to just mute their line. So starting next Monday, there will be a Zoom call number. We will be promoting that starting tomorrow. But we are going to control that people are not going to be able to get on the call and just make noise in the background. This point, unfortunately, we've got to go that way because people
cooperating. No. I understand kindergarten. I used to teach fifth grade and sixth grade, you know. But I just said how they are. Hey, kids, sit down, shut up. Anyway.
Barbara, I got a quick question about the Zoom call. So can Dr. Johnson still do his Blog Talk Radio in the Zoom call? Can that be integrated?
You know what I'm going to have to ask Dr. Akina Finch? She knows how to do all that. Did you ever take any courses from her, Dr. Finch? You know, she was teaching us Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff and doing podcasts. Anyway, I'll call her and ask her how to phase into that. Maybe there's some synchronicity to that. I don't know. Anyway, at least we'd be able to reach out with superstars, people who have been in network marketing, like, you know, Jim Rohn. Are people still listening to 15 minutes of a good motivational tape every day? Are you still writing goals down? You are? Great. And vision boards and all that? Are you still focused and doing that? Because the last book I'm reading, and I'm really excited, I was listening to it again this morning, is called The Wealth of Choice by Dennis Kimbrough. And I'm really excited about that book. This is interesting. So we won't talk about any serious information today.
Oh my God.
I love it.
Yeah, there's someone in the background who has a radio playing. There's someone who was clanging some dishes. So if you have a radio or television going in the background, it's you. Mute your line. Thank you
very
much.
But But as of next week, we're on a different system. That's good.
As of next Monday, we will not have to deal with that at all.
Wow. That's moving ahead, I tell you. Upward and onward. I love it. I love it. Anyway, I think Robert was talking to Les Brown. And speaking of Les Brown, for those people who have not heard him, you know, he has been in network marketing from years. I mean, he joined years and years ago. But let me tell you, the story like Jim Rohn, Les Brown, and others, you know, Mark Victor Hansen, all that, what those guys have done years and years ago, if you go to the movie Rise of the Entrepreneur, Rise movie, the one that Eric Worre put together, which is a documentary, 50 minutes, and you can go to your YouTube channels and grab onto that and copy all those statistics down. But those people on there, Paul Zane Pilzer, Mark Victor Hansen, all of those guys, they have been in network marketing, and they stumbled and stumbled and fumbled and finally got to the point that they made serious money and reinvested it and decided to go off and do other things. Like Jim Rohn, he stayed in the network marketing for 5 years, became a millionaire. Then he decided at that point that he would go off and be a motivational speaker. And obviously for the next 40 years of his life, he did that all over the world. And just tremendous, he did a lot of tapes and books and just visited many, many hundreds of thousands, millions of people to train them on what he had done to become financially independent. And Les Brown went the same way. When I met him in 1985, he was tinkering with network marketing, joining companies and all that. And then after he made serious money, reinvested his money, and decided that he would go become a public speaker. So you might want to do some of those things, like Kim Cliver and all those people. But Les Brown, when he started in network marketing, he had his doubts and fears and apprehensions, and he didn't even want to get up and do a meeting. But then he had to learn how to do it. So that's what we have to do. We have to get rid of our fears and apprehensions and just go ahead and make things happen. But here's his story, just briefly, in a minute or
because
so.
Because Bob Boyd, who sponsored me out of Columbus, Ohio, in Bestline Products, I thought he was the consummate presenter and very polished and articulate and a meticulous dresser. And I wasn't any of that. I'm cornbread. I didn't have any of that. And I was probably in the business for 4 or 5 years before I presented.
Wow.
Because I was so intimidated by him and Jim, the other guy brought me in. When I saw Jim Rohn and a guy named Chuck Simmons and Bill Bailey, I was just saying, whoa.
Yeah, how do you compete with that?
Yeah, when I can do it like that, then I'll do it. But see, you don't have to be great to get started. You have to get started to be great. And so I had to be willing to stand up. And I remember the first time I stood up and my mind said, down. I couldn't think at all. And he had to rescue me. I had to go to the bathroom right away. So when I think about that presenting part, I think I'm going to write a book called Present and Grow Rich.
Yeah.
Because it changed my life. And I kept working at it, and I was patient, and I was persistent, and I got better and better, and I was coachable. I was willing to be coached. I believe ask for help, not because you're weak, but because you want to remain strong. And so I asked for help. Help me do this. Help me. And fortunately, I had a supportive team that helped me, and I got better and better and better. I did not know that it would lead to what I'm doing right now. And so the ability to present, it changes your life.
Mm-hmm.
The personal development and the relationship and the presentation skills, it gives you the equipment you need to navigate this global economy. And that's what this industry does.
And this navigating this economy, folks, in the next 6 months, a year, 2 years, is going to be very, very very interesting, because if you can go back in your history a year ago or 2 years ago, things will never be the same again. But we do have a challenge, and did we want to grab onto the skills, the mindset, if you will, and the personal development skills that will help us be confident so that we can get on radio on television, so that we can get in front of thousands or hundreds of thousands or 10,000 people or millions of people and do our deal and do our presentations as others have before us. I mean, when you look at Eric Worre, he was very hesitant. He was really a recluse. He wasn't gregarious at first, but now he is. He's all over the place, and he has his own plane. But he started, and he struggles through this thing. So there's a struggle involved. Like Jim Rohn struggled in the beginning, but in the end, I mean, he was worth millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars, and he's helped thousands, hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands, probably millions of people. Jim Rohn, the guy who started in network marketing when he was 25 years old, and by the time he got 30 years old, he was a millionaire from network marketing, and then he just went on to make serious money, other monies, other millions, millions of dollars as a public speaker. Jim Brown.
Philosophy that helped change my life. It's not what happens that determines your life future. It's not what happens that determines your life future. It's what you do about what happens. All of us are in like a little sailboat. And it's not the blowing of the wind that determines your destination. It's the set of the sail. So jot this phrase down. It's one of the best to understand. Kids need to understand it. The same wind blows on us all. The wind of disaster, the wind of opportunity, the wind of change. The wind when it's upside down, the wind when it's favorable and unfavorable. The same wind blows on us all. The economic wind, the social wind, the political wind. The same wind blows on everybody. The difference in where you arrive in 1 year, 3 years, 5 years. The difference in arrival is not the blowing of the wind, but the set of the sail. And that's what learning is all about, to set a better sail this year than last year. To set a better sail. The first 6 years of my economic life, I wound up broke. Second 6 years, I wound up rich.
And you could do the same. In the next 5 years, ladies and gentlemen, this is what? July 13th, 2020. By July 13th, 2024. Only 4 years from now, many people who decide, because it is a decision, that you want to be Triple Diamond Black Pearl with Rain International. In just 4 years, you can be there. But you're going to have to do the work. You're going to have to take the product. You're going to have to tell people about the product. Can't be bashful about that. And you're going to have to ask for the sale. So if you have problems with that, all you have to do is go to the book, Sell or Be Sold, Sell or Be Sold by Grant Cardone. Get that book. That'll help you to close your sale. You have to ask for the sale. To do a lot of presentations, to meet people, meet and greet, and do a lot of, you know, the presentations and don't ask for the sale, wrong. That won't work. You got to ask for the sale. And there are some statistics about that, but and I'll just, you know, pass it on to you in case you want to know. But anyway, in the meantime, I've been talking. It's about 15 minutes left before the hour ends, but let me ask anybody out there, do you have any comments, any questions, any takeaways, any suggestions? Anybody, because we are all in this together. We are all in this thing together, and we need to help each other. Now, I don't have all the answers. Certainly, I don't have all the answers. Anybody else would come to chime in and help us this morning? There are people on the line who are here to listen, and they're coachable. They're listening. They're taking notes. They really want to have a change in their life economically. They want to be self-sufficient economically, have time freedom. Anybody, step up. Don't be bashful. Let's go.
I just want to say, this is Vendette. If you care about people, and I know you do, just get out there, share a sample, share them the information for Dr. Weeks, and let them do their own due diligence as far as whether they want to do or not. And we have the tools. We're ready to do that. And everybody has someone that can be sharing this.
Okay.
Yeah, Max, check.
Go right ahead, please. Go right
ahead. Oh, yes, yeah, so Dr. West, could you give that the number for Carl Humphrey? Could you give that number again?
Yeah. I have 432-270-3877. Well, I think when I talk to people, just want to just keep a lot of noise and challenge me. I think that's what's going on, but it's okay. But the number is 432. No, I don't take it personally. No, I'm just kidding. 432-270-3877. 432-270-3877. Give him a call. I think that we all need a little help. We need a hand up. We need some guidance and directions. And I think that Carl has come up with a system that will help us. And I'm really excited about this because when he puts this in place and we use it, all of us use it, I think it will put the company in momentum. And I don't think it's very – and once it goes into momentum, the whole world will be talking about it. Rain International all across the 48 countries in the world. Anybody else?
Yes, hi, it's Victoria. How is everybody doing this morning?
Hey, good morning, Victoria. Go right ahead.
Oh, I'm so happy you guys are sharing your pearls of wisdom. I've had quite a time trying to bring it on today. 432-380-3877 is the number for the gentleman.
No, 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 no. 432-270-3877. That's the number I have for him.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry. My phone is so scratchy, but I'm getting part of it, and it's all important.
No. It's just a bad system. That's all. It's just a lot of disruptions and annoyances, the whole nine yards. But as Barbara says, and James and other people who are really on top of this, they say things will change, and we're going to have a serious broadcast starting next week on what – henceforth and forever, boy,
like
it will be changed.
I'd like to share something quickly.
Come right here.
Guys, to call those who are reaching out, to get a quick response, text me first before you call. Text me first, so they'll respond to you almost immediately.
Okay.
Yeah, I said yesterday, I think he said that text him in case he's on another call mentoring.
Sure.
Well, that was a great idea. Thank you. I appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah, and I think that when we have the better broadcast starting next week, I think it's going to be great. That it would be very clear and that we have better enthusiasm and better energies because the disruptions, they do take away from what we are doing. But I just want to say that don't get discouraged, folks. Stay the course. You have something. I think we're being challenged by the evil forces of the planet. But that's a joke. But anyway, because of the Bible.
Is that all it is?
That's
the whole planet? I thought there was a reason why I wasn't selling anything that I wanted to. It seems to always turn at the last moment. But, you know, if it's the whole planet, then I don't feel so bad.
Don't feel bad. No. They shut the whole thing down because of this coronavirus. How can you shut a planet down, the whole planet? We can understand shut a state or a country, but the whole planet they shut down with the coronavirus, and they're not finished. I think it's a grand experiment. But anyway. But you can't sneeze at this. You got to be really serious about being cautious and maintaining your health and all of that. But they shut a whole planet down. They've pulled that one off. I don't know what they're going to do next, but here we are. But let's help people stay healthy by using the product. And for those one or two persons who want to have some extra money, we can do that. But by the way, don't get discouraged. Stay the course. And the things that will keep you pumped up, so you know, self-motivation is called, you have to listen to people who have done it before us. Those people who have gone through the trials and tribulations and stumbles and fumbles and Jesus, they had to get up. So it's not getting knocked down like Les Brown says. It's getting back up again. He said that if you could look up, you can get up. So we got to get up. It's like Steve Harvey says that when he was homeless for many, many weeks, many, many months, now he's a multi-millionaire, but he says you can't give up. You got to stay the course. Steve,
I was 10 years
talk
old.
To us.
1968. I was in a 11. I was in a school and we had came off summer vacation and teacher came into class and said, I want everybody to write their name on a piece of paper and write on that paper what you want to be when you grow up. So I wrote on my paper, I want to be on TV. Now, what you don't know about me is when I was growing up, I had a severe stuttering condition. I couldn't talk outside my house. For years, I stuttered severely, laughed at. What you don't know about me is I flunked out of school. I'm telling it to you now. You also don't know about me that I've lost everything I ever owned twice. I have lost it all twice and had to start over. I done struggled through two marriages to finally get this one right over here. I'm just telling you about me. You may not know, but I've been homeless. I lived in a car for 3 years. I washed up behind bushes, man. Gas station. Steve Harvey.
Okay, you hear that? Now, when you see him on television in his nice suit and tie and he's smiling and he's glad-handing and all that, he's really happy. He went through some challenges, folks. You're going to go through challenges. Life is like that. They're obstacles. They're hoops to jump through. But you got to be prepared. And don't get discouraged. The things that keep us focused, and maybe Barbara, what are some of the things that keep us focused and focus on our goals and objectives, where we want to go? What are some of the things that you use, and what are some of the things that you want to share with other people before we close? Barbara? Hello? You still there?
Oh, does anybody want to see the children? They keep them focused.
Okay.
Taking the product. Can I say something? This is Mahasin here.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Taking the product, especially bright for the mind, would help, I think. And I'd just like to say I heard that Steve Harvey is on the product. He uses soul. I went up to Martha's Vineyard 2 years ago, and I met this lady that I knew from Connecticut. She's an international naturopathic. She's a healing center there in Martha's Vineyard. And she said that Steve Harvey was her client, and he uses the product. So I was very happy to hear that.
Great. All right.
I'd just like to say, what would you, another thing I think that helped people too, because me, I'm very sensitive. I have a nephew who has autism.
Okay.
And I get very upset whenever I see him going into one of his tantrum things. And his mother and father uses the product. His mother uses the product herself, yes?
No, I was going to suggest, if you have a medical question, to ask Dr. Weeks at 3 o'clock. I don't want to pretend I'm a doctor.
It's not a medical. I'm not trying to. The mother uses the product. I'm just saying, how could I get myself? Because that kind of stuff affects me. How could you use the product yourself and not give it to your child who has?
I don't know.
What could help a person to be strengthened?
Here's the question I want.
Yeah.
How can people be self-motivated?
Yes.
What can you do to motivate yourself to do the business?
I'm coming in.
My tip.
Go right ahead. Please.
Dr. Boston from Tallahassee.
Dr. Boston,
One of the things that we can do to keep ourselves focused is to have a vision. Have a vision, a picture of what you're going for, and never take your eye off that vision. And I'm here in Tallahassee, the home of the Rattlers, the famous Florida A&M University. And one of the things that we say is this. We say when the thunder and the lightning fill the sky, faith is but a glint in the eye of a fallen rattler. And hope are lost friends. When the snoo of the crest grows weary from those hard charging linebackers, and the muscles and the legs grow tired from those hard-charging running backs, you must always remember that the Rattlers will strike strike and strike again. And that's our way of saying never give up. Keep your eye on the vision no matter what's going on around us. And I think that's one way we can keep ourselves focused.
Okay, that's good. And Mark,
hi there, this is Nellie. The way I keep myself motivated is, first of all, I trust in God. God is the center of my life. And if I let go of Jesus, then my faith is gone. And with that being said, with all of the instructions that I'm getting from all of the calls, and it helps me a lot. But there are days and times when I feel like I didn't get a client today.
Yes, this is
I continue on. I will not let nothing hold me back, because when we fall down, we get up. That's what I wanted to say.
Okay, I appreciate you. I appreciate you.
Dr. Johnson?
Yes, go right ahead, please.
Dr. Johnson, can I just put in a quick...
Yes, yes.
One of the ways I stay motivated, this is Loretta from Indiana. One of the ways I stay motivated to read motivational books. And there's a book called Rest If You Must, But Don't You Quit by Vic Johnson. I just wanted to read two stanzas of the poem, Don't Quit.
Go ahead.
It says, when things go wrong, and they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when funds are low and debts are high, you want to smile, but you have to sigh. When care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Success is failure turned up inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you never know, and you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems afar. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worse that you must not quit.
Okay.
That's beautiful.
Great.
That's very, very good.
That's
while
my
you're
mantra.
Here, okay. Do you have, you just came into the program recently. What, take a minute, 60 seconds to tell us your testimony, please, about the product. And when you finish with that, tell us, you're talking, you have brought in some people recently. Let's talk about that briefly. Take a minute and a half, and then I'll close out the program, please. Testimony first.
Tell you my story?
You know, your testimony. Do you have a testimony on
my
the product?
Yes.
Just
sir.
A minute. Less than a minute. Go right ahead.
Less than a minute. I took the product one morning, and I've been on a lot of products, chronic, and I took the product all three, then the soul and the core, and my system has not shut down since. I get up in the morning, and I sleep well at night. I don't know how you guys can deal with that background noise.
It's the devil is on this channel. This is the devil channel.
Well, if that's the devil, then I tell you what, he's not going to win this one. I took the product one day, and in that one day, my physical condition has reverted back to where I was, I'd say 20 years ago before I contracted chronic fatigue. And
wow.
I can feel a difference, and I know why it's called soul. And go ahead, devil, do your best. I know why it's called soul, because I feel it down in my soul. My spirituality is heightened. My mental acuity is heightened. And my physical endurance has just exceeded anything I've done in the last, I would say, 10 years. I will never be without this product.
What an excellent testimony. And then 30 seconds, you talking to people, have you brought in, how long have you been in?
I've been in since Monday, no, Tuesday.
So you got in a week ago.
I got in a week ago, tomorrow.
Okay. All right, have you sponsored anybody?
I sponsored my neurologist. I sent some to a friend of mine that's a cancer patient, and she's a preferred customer, and I just put in a new distributor. She has gotten a product, but she's using some samples of mine, and she's got sisters who are nurses in Kentucky. Each one of them have slated to sign up for the product. And there's another young lady that I met in another program and took her some samples yesterday, and she's getting ready to sign up.
Okay. So the next 3 weeks, you need to sign up about 10 or 15 people. How's that? Is that good? Is that a good number?
That sounds good. It's probably more than that. Because
okay, but do more.
I went
more.
To
yeah.
get my taxes done. Yeah, I went to get my taxes done yesterday, and I had frozen one of the souls, and she was telling me about her gastric problems, and I'm like, here, you don't know me from Adam, but I promise you, this is my website. Go look at it. This is an actual product. I said, try this. I know you're going to call me.
Okay.
And I gave it to her. I said, I froze it so I can take it, you know, with me and have it cold.
Okay, it's 12 o'clock. Let me close out. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Listen, so your goal then in the next 3 weeks is to bring in at least, what, 15 people? 15, you think?
Absolutely.
Yes? Okay, great.
Yes,
thank you. I'll help you. Call me. Let's get it done. 3 weeks from now, 15 people, and then we report back to the people who are listening, in spite of the devil, where we are. How's that? folks,
Sounds like a plan.
I thank you very much for listening. I certainly hope you got something out of this. And tomorrow, I don't know who's got it tomorrow, but Wednesday is James. He'll be with us. And then Thursday, Barbara. And then Friday, Dave. And we'll be back next Monday if Ali Yassin doesn't show up next year, because I'm kidding for Ali Yassin. Hey, folks, thank you very much for listening. Have a good day. Keep doing it. Don't lose your excitement. Be encouraged. Go do it. Make it happen. And see you next week, same time, same place, on this, the Blog Talk Radio. Bye now.